We end this evening's program with the final part in our series, looking at the hardships people will be facing in this Christmas season. Tonight, we focus on people who are finding it difficult to make ends meet due to low wages and a high cost of living, or indeed, unemployment. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the vice president of the St. Vincent de Paul Society in Ireland, Professor John Monaghan. He told her that the situation for many people has gotten worse this year.
I think there's deep frustration that despite 2 weeks of intense negotiations, the public positions of the key players have hardly shifted at all in public. The only thing we can pray is that behind the scenes there is more movement than is visible in public. But I think the thing that's giving us increased concern is that statements from people like Ed Miliband, the British climate change minister, to the effect that it risks being a farce, gives us great concern that we could see a very poor outcome from this conference. Nevertheless, we have to remain hopeful. We have to hope that there are discussions happening behind the scenes that we're not aware of that would lead to a more positive outcome. But we're just praying at this point. I think governments are trying to manage expectations down. I still think, you know, that's an unacceptable place for them to be. They have all the key players here. They need to move. They need to move quickly. There are millions of people who have campaigned to raise their voice that inaction is unacceptable. It will lead to unacceptable disaster for the planet, disaster for the poor. They have to act. They have to hear the voice of their citizens.